All right, March chamber meeting, how'd it go?
It was fast. That's one thing as a chamber director. I realize that my board members are volunteers, and I appreciate everything that they do to support me. So I try to keep their time down to a minimal if we need to. So we just really went over the events. The bash is going to be June 28th. We do have a couple things moving really fast with the bash. We are moving the bash back down to the Bricks. It's going to be on C Street in between Norris and West First. It's just going to be kind of like a whole C Street block party with the car show going on and then the cruise. So the concert is free admission. We will have food trucks downtown starting at about noon. And then Tour Day Nebraska will also be in town, so we'll have a couple bands on stage. Gotcha Covered is going to be the chamber band starting at 7 o'clock, and they play 70s and 80s, so we're really excited.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. So we will have a beer garden down there, too. So if somebody wants to listen to the music, drink their beer, watch the cruise, it can all happen at the same place. Again, that's June 28th, and there's no admission. Then we have Family Fun on the Bricks, which is another hot topic for our retailers. That's the sidewalk sale event, and that will be July 17th. And we'll be closing down Norris and have a radio show coming down to do a remote and have a bunch of vendors and, of course, all the sidewalk sales. So we're excited for that event. Heritage Days is September 20th. Registration for vendors and food and parade, it's all open on our website. You just go to mccookchamber.org under events, look for Heritage Days. We already have 13 vendors for this year and one parade registrant. So we're pretty excited about that. I do have my polka band already. And so for the next 2 years, I'm to that point. I'm booking for the next 2 years. So
good,
yes,
for you.
Yes. So this year we have a band coming out of Grand Island. So the Oktoberfest will be starting at 5 o'clock downtown. The theme for this year for Heritage Days is Once Upon a Time, and we are just leaving that open. You can go to Fairy Tale, to Pioneer. We just want to see all the creativity. So that is the theme. And then, like I said, at 5 o'clock, we will have the Oktoberfest where Adam from the Copper Mill will do the authentic German food. We'll have the beer garden, the polka music. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We also discuss the app. The app keeps building. We have a lot of information on there. We keep adding more and more. So if you don't have that, look for Explore McCook. It's a free app to download. And the purpose of that is just for visitors and also for the community, new residents, to know what resources McCook has. And so I'm continually adding to that as well. Membership, we have 25 new members for this year. So the members, we're really excited. There's so many perks of being a member of the chamber. We have a job fair just for members at the high school next Wednesday. So if anybody's interested, if you're a member or if you want to become a member, what happens at that job fair is pretty cool. All the high school students walk through, so we'll be in the gym. So the job fair will be next Wednesday from 9 to 11. And then we also have for our members, you can list jobs on our website through your account. And then they will also appear on the app as well. Community calendar, if anybody has any events from Easter services, Easter egg hunts, plays, I know I have some craft shows on there. We're just trying to build the community calendar. So that's free. It's open to the public. Just go to our website, go to the community calendar. You'll see a little circle with a plus sign on the right-hand side, and that's how you add your events. Our first quarter business, honor business is EDC. So we were super excited to, they've known for a while, but we put the banner up when they had Casey from the state DED office. So next month we'll be voting for our fourth quarter for 2024. We'll be voting for our first quarter in April. So, and we will have our annual meeting for all of our members on April 30th. And we're going to be celebrating big time because that's actually the Chamber's birthday.
Oh, is it?
Yes. So next year is going to be a big year with all the events. It's the 95th year for the Chamber. So we're going to be planning ahead and just doing a lot of fun things. So we're excited for that. So yeah, between the events and membership ribbon cuttings, we just keep plugging away. If anybody has any questions, wants to join, we have so many perks. We also have the e-blast that goes out on Monday afternoons. We have the member e-blast that has more of the member content in it. And then we also have a community e-blast. And so that's open to anyone. If anyone wants to get that email on a weekly basis, just let me know. They can email me at director@mccookchamber.org. Call the office at 345-3200. And our website is www.mccookchamber.org. And you can always find us on Facebook, too.
And, of course, I think this Thursday is Senator Merman's conference call time, isn't it? Every 2 weeks, is it 2 weeks?
It was last Thursday.
Okay, so you got another week. Sorry about that, yeah.
Yep. So,
every 2 weeks.
Yes, and that is for members, too. And, just reach out. If you're questioning whether or not you want to be a member or you think that the membership levels are high, mm-hmm. actually, we have membership levels starting at $100, and that's a year. So, yeah.
A lot of things going on.
Yep.
You bet. Any questions, contact Sarah. And again, with the app and everything, you got some events
coming. Yes.
Get that on.
Yep. Keep watching. It's so much fun. Like, if you want to know what's going on in McCook, you can see what's going on at the fairgrounds. The school activity calendar is on there, the community calendar. So there's a lot happening.